All right. I am so pleased to have with me on the phone right now, 15-year-old Rachel Mack. Good morning, Rachel. Nice to have you on this morning.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I got to tell you, Rachel, I'm a little intimidated. I have a 15-year-old at home, and he doesn't talk to me. So I was a little worried that you might go, oh, I don't want to talk to him. But, well,
I'm quite talkative.
Well, that's great. I have so many questions I wanted to ask you and as I got into this. First of all, congratulations making it to The Voice at age 15. That's an amazing accomplishment, and I'm sure you've heard that time and time again from folks, right?
Thank you so much. Yeah, everyone's been hyping me up, and I'm living for it.
All right. So I don't understand. You did this. You did a school presentation saying how much you liked Blake Shelton, but you ended up on Team Nick. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I mean, Nick was my only chair turn, so I ended up on Team Nick by default.
Ah.
Yeah, I grew up loving Blake Shelton so much, but just being able to see him was very surreal, but I feel at home on Team Nick, and
that's awesome.
Love where I'm at. So hopefully I stay there.
Have you had a chance privately, you know, off the air to go up to Blake and go, you know, you blew it, pal. You know, I was your biggest fan, but now I got to go with Nick. Is that how that's working?
I wish. It sounds a little different than that, but
all right.
Hopefully we'll have a casual conversation someday.
Okay, well, that's awesome. All right, another question I had for you this morning, if I can. You know, most kids at your age are... The number one thing in their life is worrying about getting their driver's license. How did you switch this around and your whole life is now geared in music?
Yeah, I mean, I still want my driver's license. But I just kind of have these things that I've always wanted to do. And I mean, I saw that The Voice was holding virtual auditions and I was like, because it was during the pandemic, I was like, now I have nothing going on. So I might as well try, and it ended up working out.
Wow. I mean, I guess to me, that just takes so much internally to go, did you talk to your dad and your siblings and go, all right, you know, I'm going to do this? And did they think you were crazy when you said it?
Yeah, no. It's good because they've always been super supportive. And when I told them that I auditioned, I waited, like, we were supposed to get our results, whether we made it to the next stage within, like, 2 or 3 hours, but mine took a week. So I thought like my audition was floating in cyberspace somewhere. So I got my results back, just for the first callback, you know, everyone is super happy, but everyone is also like, we knew you could do it. You got this. So yeah.
Well, awesome. And as I look at you on television, you described yourself as a self-described hippie at heart, and you kind of do dress in that little 60s thing. Do you have a 60s artist that you look up at and go, that's it? Or is it just the era? Because you had a little Joni Mitchell look about you on stage when I saw
you. Oh, yeah. I love Joni. I also love Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks, but like, colorful rainbow.
All right, I can see you doing some Fleetwood Mac music sometime.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, awesome. So let me ask you this about more in your personal life. I understand you also spend some time leading youth worship at your church. Did you get a lot of your singing background practicing there in a church choir with other kids? What's your background with that?
That's honestly one of the only places that I've sung, honestly. Like, I've sung maybe for school talent shows or for karaoke, but church is probably, at this point in my life, the only really place that I've sung. And, yeah, I lead worship for the main church sometimes, and then I also lead worship for my youth group. And, yeah, I mean, that's what I was doing.
Oh, that's awesome. So how are your friends at church feeling about this right now? I mean, they got to be, like, all in, right?
Yeah, they're all rooting me on. They're actually the ones that told me, oh, you should audition for American Idol or America's Got Talent or The Voice. And so I loved The Voice, and so I did that one. Well,
okay, that's awesome. So obviously you have a very special voice. It's very melodic, but it also is, for 15 years of age, you're very well trained. And I can see, why Nick grabbed onto that and said, okay, let's go for it. But wow. So does this boost your thoughts on your career down the road, or is all that way still too new for you at age 15?
Honestly, yeah, this journey has just cemented just what I want to do, and I can't see myself doing anything other than pursuing music and going down to Nashville and living out my dreams. I'm too far gone.
Okay.
I'm in too deep.
Well, that's all right. Well, going down to Nashville, does that mean you have a bigger inclination towards maybe country music, and that, hence the Blake Shelton and all of that, and maybe following in the footsteps of Taylor Swift, huh?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I definitely have country influences. I'm like a folk singer-songwriter kind of artist.
Well, that's another thing about it. Do you sing a lot of your own material? Have you shared that on The Voice and with others?
Well, on The Voice, it's mainly a cover show, so
right.
I haven't sung any originals as of yet. Hopefully, at some point, I get to. But when it comes to my song list, I do like to throw in my original songs, and they're usually pretty well received.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, so it seems to me we've got an awful lot to look forward to in your upcoming career. So I know you're in these battle rounds, and maybe that'll be my final question on this. I asked this to a previous contestant last week, and I got to know, when you're going and doing battle, and I saw you when you were going against that, and I forgot his name already. I'm sorry.
Bradley,
thank you. And you were like almost egging him on. Is that a team thing when you're singing up there, going one on one against each other, or is it more of a doing battle with them?
Was I egging him on? I don't know. I hope it didn't come across that way.
No, it didn't.
No, Bradley and I are super close, and we from the very beginning told each other, you know, this isn't a battle; it's a duet, and if this song was a battle, it would kind of ruin the integrity of the song because it's such an iconic song and such a loving song. And you think of this song and it really could be a duet.
It could be.
It's kind of funny that it's not. And so, yeah, that's been our intentions from the very beginning. And I know that we had so much fun together creating that music piece, and hopefully you didn't think I was egging him on.
No. It was just watching you on stage. You truly had a commanding presence there, and so did he, and it looked like you two were working very well together.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, Rachel, I wish I had more time with you. You sound like an amazing young lady, and I look forward to watching what the future has in store for you. You have a great day, and good luck on the rest of The Voice.
Thank you.